the devil's advocates, ring, ring, making radio great again.
Back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Welcome back from the 420 break. We've got a fine guest. He stuck around. We appreciate him doing so. He is Tom Nelson, Outagamie County Executive and a U.S. Senatorial candidate, a fine Democrat from the state of Wisconsin. Tom, appreciate you sticking around. Wanted to talk more about the big lie. Ron Johnson's been a spreader of the big lie as far as I'm concerned. And certainly he has whitewashed what happened on January 6th, this insurrectionist action. Ron intended to challenge the Electoral College outcome, and it was just the violence that kind of set aside the steam for that, apparently. What is your opinion? How should we treat those that either actively participated in or supported either the violent actions on January 6th or perhaps the Green Bay sweep, the procedural coup that was underway, as we understand it, as has been reported in Peter Navarro's book? Well, that's the part that Ron Johnson clearly supported. Tom, your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, I think we need to put our foot down and prosecute those folks to the fullest extent of the law. It's as simple as that. You know, insurrection, seditious actions. I mean, what more do you need to say? I mean, we need to send a message loud and clear that this is not acceptable, that what happened is not something that we can sweep underneath the rug. What happened is not something that we can make excuses to be dismissive. We have to recognize that, unfortunately, this could not be exceptional, that there could be more instances like that. And I'm sure that law enforcement all across this country, unfortunately, have to prepare for that possibility. And so I think the simple answer, very simple and direct, is that these folks need to be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. Simple as that.
I know you're running for federal office, but we have what I would term some insurrectionist Republicans here in the state of Wisconsin. We have false electors who basically committed fraud. They claimed under, you know, didn't claim under penalty of law, but basically pledged that they were acting in an honest fashion when they claimed that they were Trump electors, when we all know, and we've done recounts every other damn thing. Tom, we know that Joe Biden won the state. We know that they had already exhausted every court challenge available to them. They were like 0-60 in the courts. And they still wrote this letter representing themselves to be a alternative slate of electors. Well, that's just fraud. And it should be criminal, Tom, to my opinion. And I know there have been referrals made to the Milwaukee County District Attorney, to the Elections Commission, but I would prefer to see the Department of Justice, the federal government, get involved. Do you, sir, is it your opinion, where do you think there should be some ramifications for these sort of actions? How should we prevent others, dissuade others from trying to steal elections in the future?
Well, I think that we've got plenty of layers of law enforcement agencies, that there should be all kinds of opportunity and no shortage of avenues to, again, prosecute these folks. I cannot stress enough that we have to be very clear. We have to put our foot down. We need to make this as very clear to everyone, the American people, especially the oath keepers, people who have committed sedition actions, people who are thinking about doing that. It has to be crystal clear, because we know, unfortunately, it's probably going to happen again. And this isn't an expression of different political views. This is not disagreeing about the outcome of an election. This is about an attack on our democracy. And unless we take this serious, unless we try to nip it in the bud, we will continue to have this problem election year in and election year out. And that's just not acceptable.
Well, Tom, we know the Voting Rights Act, at least from the current position, it's not advancing. We've got gerrymandering. It's happening in real time. It's being fought in the courts. But we know it's going to be a Republican leading map here in Wisconsin. We know a lot of states are done with their gerrymandered maps, and they will have partisan persuasion. Well, there's no voting rights. There's no federal legislation that prevents that action, Tom. So it ain't going to get better. As a Democrat, when you're out there running for elective office, is it more important to talk about what it is that Biden has delivered, what it is you would hope to deliver if you were elected to the U.S. Senate? Or is it more important to argue for small d democracy and the upholding of you know, just the elective process. What do you think is more important, or, you know, it can't be all of the above, Tom, but, you know, kind of both.
Well, I think it's kind of, I mean, it's a tragedy. I mean, it's a tragedy that we do. I mean, we do have to talk about how there are important issues with respect to the current state of and future of our democracy. I've stood for election before. I'm up here in the Appleton, Green Bay area. I've run many times. I've won 6 elections, 3 as a legislator, 3 as a county executive. And I can't remember the last time that I had to emphasize civic lessons when it comes to promoting my candidacy. We should be spending time, as we should be talking about, yes, the good things, the great things that President Biden and the Democratic Congress have done over the last year. Because here's a challenge that Democrats have. Republicans have it easy. It's easy to be Republican. All they have to do is say 4 things: less government, lower taxes. As long as they can show that the government does not function properly and they can cut your taxes, they win. Democrats, we take the complicated problems and we craft complicated solutions. And not only is it difficult to craft those, to come up with those solutions and solve these problems, but then we have to talk about it and we have to give a compelling reason and a narrative to do it. So we need to start doing this. It's not starting right now on the campaign trail. We should have been doing this for a year, which again is another reason why I got into the race 15 months ago, because we're going to have to lay out the argument. We're going to talk about how we've made a positive, constructive difference in the lives of Wisconsinites. Elections are not about candidates. They're about the voters and how we can improve their lives, how we can make sure that they've got good schools, they've got good roads, we have a good healthcare system, that we've got competent policymakers that can handle a pandemic. Right now, there's not a lot of confidence in our system for all kinds of different reasons. So we need to spend as much time as possible talking about the good things that Democrats have done right now so that we can have, God willing, a good election year and make sure that someone like Ron Johnson does not go back to the U.S. Senate. And by the way, we should January 6th commission needs to subpoena Ron Johnson, which I called for last week.
Tom Nelson, you need to tell people how they can get involved in your U.S. senatorial campaign and make it quick.
Go to Nelson4WI.com. Nelson4WI.com. F-O-R. Is that good?
Support Tom Nelson. He can buy ads on Progressive Radio. Come back. More Devil's Advocates. The Friday edition rolls on. Thanks, Tom.
I think that I would like to run, but I just wasn't raised that way.
That was very good.